Hello, this is Kyle Jones with the Fullness of Meaning Christian Ministries, where we do exegete the Bible in the original Hebrew and Greek, as well as study excursive text from the Bible to support the Bible in the context of the world, theogony, and cosmos, as how God arranged all things in the fullness of time to come together to make perfect sense. Today we are looking at a formula of the old Celtic, Brythonic, and Anglo-Saxon world. But right now we're looking at the Celtic gods of the solar wheel, or the solar gods that surrounded the Fisher King Bran, which later came to be known as Arthur. We do look at this Beth Lewis Neon formula that we will discuss in full detail to be an alphabet. And this Beth Lewis Neon alphabet did give way to the formula, or the code of these Celtic gods of the solar year. We do see, for example, of these division of 12 around the sun, found in Arthur and his 12 knights at the round table. We do find it with Balder the Beautiful and his 12 judges. We do find it with Odysseus and his 12 companions, and Romulus and his 12 shepherds. We do find it with Roland and the 12 peers of France. We do find Jacob and his 12 sons in the Maseroth, which we do believe that Francis Rolston did somewhat decode that, and I believe that was probably one of the major portents of the Maseroth. We do find the Danish Rolf, that's H-R-O-L-F for us, and his 12 berserkers, which means the bear skirters or the wild men. We do also see that there is a head with 12 other parts of Osiris's torn body, which Isis in her boat recovered from the Nile, Osiris having originally been a tree god. And we may also identify the five seasonal vowels with the mysterious pentads of British goddesses, the Dea Matroni or the U Mamau, which occur in inscriptions of Roman times, and with the various five-pointed leaves sacred to the white goddess, especially the ivy, vine, bramble, fig, and plane, that we will discuss later, and the various five-petaled flowers sacred to her, the erotic briar rose and primrose, and the baleful blue, vinca pervinca, or periwinkle, which the Italians called the flower of death, and with which, in medieval England, condemned men were garlanded on their way to the gallows. But where did this Beth Lewis Neon series originate? It will have been observed that all its trees are forest trees native to the British Isles, except the vine, and that no orchard trees occur in the series suggests that it was brought in very early times from a thickly wooded northern region where the vine grew wild.